we try to help people out and figure out what we can do. Also, you help out too by calling in at 833-563-2539. I think Pork Chop's still trying, but Mackenzie, we're having a hard time getting a hold of Carrie, but maybe if she gets in, we can join her in the conversation. But what did she kind of reach out and message? Because we can maybe still help her even if we don't get her on.
And I feel her pain. Okay, here we go. It says, "You guys, I've had it and I need a non-biased opinion about my man. All right, this is the last straw. He's a homebody and never, like, ever wants to do anything fun. We're a young, hot couple, and I see so many cute couples posting pics together and never get to experience that. So, there's a Halloween party tonight. I got us a cute couple's outfit for it. I was so excited. We're supposed to go as Aladdin and Jasmine." That's cute.
Okay, yeah. Get a little magic carpet ride later.
Yes, hey. I love that. Get this. All of a sudden now, he doesn't feel like going and is all, like she must write like she talks, and is all, then in quotations, "Oh, just go without me, babe." "No!" ! "We are in a huge fight and not speaking over this now. I love him. I could see doing life with him, but I'm totally fed up. I'm not going to spend the rest of my life at home watching TV shows. Life is for the living. Help."
Well, I mean, I get that, but at the same time, like, this, honestly, it sounds like my wife, Lindsay, wrote this and said her name was Carrie.
Carrie.
Because I'm working on it, but I'm kind of the same way as a guy. I'm married, and did she say she was married or just dating this guy?
She said she could see herself doing life with him.
Okay,
so I think
okay.
Probably dating.
So maybe not yet married, but yeah. I don't know how serious they are. I say you just go out and you have fun, and I don't know.
They're not speaking. I get it, though. I get it.
By the way, 833-563-2539. We definitely would love to hear from you. Maybe you went through this yourself for group therapy.
And if your man or your woman was like this, how did you get them to kind of do life with you? Get up and do fun things. And Joe, I know you've been killing it lately. You said, "I'm really proud of myself, in fact, for being a better husband." You went to a pumpkin patch, which
I'm
is not
like
you. I'm going
to say a word, and I need you to help replace it. But the word will still be thrown out there into the air. I would say the one thing that helped is nagging. But I'm not saying my wife's nagging me, but maybe the word's persistent? Yes.
Persistent.
Persistence. No, I don't know what it is. Just like when I've lost weight before, I don't know what magically clicked where I like really tried and wanted to do it. But I do, even when my wife asks me, I want to do these activities, but at the same time, part of me is like, ooh, I'm kind of a sloth. I like to stay in bed all weekend. But eventually, I'm just trying to do a little bit. It's just effort.
I get it.
But I don't know, though, and that's why I'm wondering if anybody else does know for group therapy. How do you make that happen? Because I think each person is individual. I mean, maybe the last thing is threatening to leave them, but be careful what you threaten because that might actually be done.
Right. And I get some people are homebodies, but I will say if they are just, in fact, dating Carrie, this is only going to get worse when you get married. I'm just going to say, and you guys, if they have kids and other responsibilities, because like right now when you're dating, this is the fun time. This is when you're, not saying you don't have fun when you get married, but I'm going to say life, you go through different stages. So like,
of course.
So right now, if you got to nip this in the bud and say, hey, these are my expectations. I really want to do this with you. Because this was an issue, and I get it. My ex was a big homebody, but it got to the point where I was just like, if he wouldn't come, like, all right. Like I flew across the country by myself to a wedding.
Oh, so
like,
you right. did. So
he didn't want to go. I was like, all right, well, you know what? Then I just started going because I wanted to like go and experience these things or travel here or do this and that. And he had his reasons for not wanting to go, which I respect. But at the same time, it's like I want to experience these things and make memories.
Okay, 833-563-2539. Monica, thanks for calling in this morning to Joe and Mackenzie. We're trying to help out Carrie with group therapy. Her man just doesn't want to go out to the Halloween party tonight. What do you think?
I think that it's a kind of a red flag. I've been married to my husband for almost 6 years. We still have the same fight. We've even wasted concert tickets, $100 concert tickets, because he just bailed at
same.
The last minute.
Same. That happened to me, too.
Really? Hold on.
Irritating.
I sometimes don't want to go to, I'll be honest, I don't want to go to some events that my wife wants to go to. And that's just me being me. But I go. You're telling me that Monica, your man, like, didn't go. What show did he not go to?
It was just recent. It was the Thomas Rhett concert.
No!
Yes. And So
I love Thomas Rhett. Girl, I would have gone with you.
I would have called you.
I would have loved
well,
that.
Well, now you got our number. Hey, thank you for calling in, Monica. We appreciate it. That blows my mind. So you're telling me your ex like
yes.
wouldn't go to a concert?
Yeah, like this is so silly. He loved New Edition, like growing up, like Candy, whatever. And so I was like, that's out of my route. But I was like, I'm going to get tickets because I try to do things like that. I got those tickets, like Head in the Heart, just random stuff. And mm-hmm. no.
So did you go to those shows by yourself, or did you just not go to?
Miz and go.
Gosh, that sucks. All right, let's go to Tony real quick. 833-563-2539. Tony, you're on for group therapy. What do you want to say?
Hey, good morning. Hey, I've been married over 20 years, and my wife and I kind of had the same situation there. So I made a decision, because I'm the homebody. I got to do something one out of every three. And it could be no, no, yes, no, yes, no, yes, no, no. You know,
I love getting inside the mind of a man.
The rule
of
threes. This is great, Tony.
Yeah, because if you say no too much, then she's going to go and you leave her open to find that other guy that'll fill that spot. So.
Tony, if you say no, 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 she's going to go, go, go. There you go. And thank you for calling in today to Joe and Mackenzie. I think that's what we needed to hear this morning.
One out of three rule. All right, Carrie, maybe try that. I hope she gets to dress up as Jasmine, especially if she's got the costumes.
Yeah. All right. Well, hey, thanks for your advice today. If you ever want to be in group therapy, all you got to do is call us 833-563-2539. Or you can slide into our DMs on Instagram. Make sure you follow us anyways. It's Joe and Mackenzie. So, going to keep today rolling with some...
No!
What is the sound?
Dude, that's Thriller again. Joe, are you like...
How many times have we played Thriller? I get it that it's Halloween, but seriously.
Did you... There's no way you did that by accident again.
No, I've just decided to play Thriller the rest of the show.
What do you mean?
Because it's a good song. Like, I guarantee you, people listening want to hear Thriller.
I don't believe you.
833-563-2539 if you're down with some Thriller.
This song is 6 minutes long.
Okay, well, you have time to go to the bathroom. You can go do your makeup.
I'll go to Starbucks and come back.